fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land. Lair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostradamus. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Lair Adams, Nostradamus, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Warning! For the next hour, you are going to hear the truth without the BS known as political correctness. If you get queasy, just grab that air sickness bag, because it's drive time with the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer. This is Lair Adams chatting with all of you, my radio family. And I was taught as a young boy that people who could work but refused to were, now here's that little political correctness thing, they were bums. And the rest of us were proud to work and do our part, not because we had to, but because we wanted to. Now, in a lot of ways, that breaks down the two ideologies pulling at this nation into something simple. Conservatives are for working together for the benefit of all. Liberals, well, they just want it all. But they can't have our host. He works way too hard. Christopher Hart!
All right. Thank you so very much, Lair Adams. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen, once again for being with us in our Drive Time American Adversaries show, coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. Don't forget, for the best in mercury free dentistry, give my friend Dr. James E. Hardy a call, 407-678-3399. And we are coming to you on this fine day on AM 660, The Answer, and would like you to call us if you have some questions or something you'd like to talk about. 407-774-8255 is our number. That was Lair Adams. I am Christopher Hart. Our executive producer, Nostradamus, will be joining us later on. We do have Nick LoCicero once again on the bridge tonight, so we are in good hands. We want to thank those gentlemen. We also want to thank a couple of fellows who we have in the studio with us right now. First of all, we'll be talking with him first. We have Brian Christman here. Brian is a healthcare consultant, and he works with individuals and small businesses to get you enrolled in Obamacare. There are some folks out there that are just going to have to do it, and we're all going to have to do something, and this is the man to talk to get that done. We also have Gary Tolley in here, and he's going to tell us about the fourth annual celebrity golf tournament at Orange Lake. That sounds like a lot of fun to me, and wait till you find out who's going to be in it. Okay, so welcome to the show, and we appreciate it. And did you see the Senate sleepover last night? Did you catch any of that? I tell you what.
No, it was too exciting for me.
It reminded me of when we were kids and you would do the sleepover and you would tell the horror stories, you know, and everybody tried to have the more scary horror story, and boy, weren't they at it last night. And I just love folks like old Mean Gene Shaheen and Dirty Harry Reid standing up saying, climate change is real. Duh! That's like saying the sun comes up in the morning is real. Yes, climate change is real. That's the whole idea of having a climate. And as a matter of fact,
it sounds menacing, doesn't it?
Of course, to those folks it is, those chicken littles. Climate change is the sign of a healthy planet. If the climate were static, then we would be in a whole lot of trouble. And trying to make a big deal out of control carbon emissions. I guess these folks never did their basic science, because those type of things lead to healthier greenery, which leads to healthier animals, which leads to a healthier planet. All right, but I tell you, the main thing they were trying to do is distract people. Because obviously, if they cared about it the way they professed to last night, over the last, since President Obama's been president, they would have at least presented some bill in the Senate or the House to do something about it. But guess what? They have not. All they do is stand up and bloviate about it. So all they're trying to do is distract us. And, of course, what are they trying to distract us from? Well, let's take a lesson from what's going on over in Tampa. And by the way, today is Election Day, so if you live in Apopka or Belle Isle or any of these other locations, please get out and do your, you know, do your thing, do your duty, if you will, and vote.
Don't forget.
And if you don't vote, then don't complain, because, you know, you don't have the right to, so to speak. But if you can, get out and vote. But to get back to my point, there's an election, special election, going on over in Pinellas County. We talked about it with our great friend B. Brian Blair last week. And it's between Jolly
and Alex Sink.
And, of course, Jolly is trying to make the election all about Obamacare.
Sure.
And Alex Sink needed distraction. So she tried to make the election about Social Security, and Jolly was going to privatize it and take it away from people and all this stuff, which couldn't be farther from the truth. But to get back to my original point, what was going on last night, this whole argument that Alex Sink is making over there, it's all just trying to get us distracted from the biggest problem that we have right now, which was created by the Congress, in their eyes, to solve a big problem. And that's where Brian Christman comes in. Brian, am I characterizing this wrong, or would you see Obamacare and the way that it is being been rolled out is now a huge problem for the United States?
Well, the way it was rolled out, first of all, the system was not ready. So October 1st, when this thing was rolled out, people weren't able to enroll until close to Christmas time. So there's been a
even
backlog.
If they wanted to.
The website was literally dysfunctional up until just before Christmas. So people were trying to get online, trying to get enrolled, and weren't able to do so. So now we're in a mad scramble to try to get people enrolled. The deadline is March 31st. And so I basically have 2.5 weeks left to help as many individuals and small businesses as I possibly can get enrolled.
Brian, isn't the big problem here, the core of this problem, basically that you're trying to mix socialism with capitalism in this industry? Rather than to have two side by side, you're trying to mix the two. The government will pay insurance companies, and they'll still have profit margins and things like that. That seems to me like a real basic flaw.
Well, there was certainly another way to, you know, to go about this. Did we need to pass this monstrous health care bill that mandates people?
It's totally confusing.
Yeah, it's totally confusing. It was a huge tax increase, basically, to force people to buy insurance. There were certainly other ways that we could address the uninsured, people with pre-existing conditions. We did not have to pass a bill of this magnitude and literally change the whole landscape of healthcare.
And Lair's on to something here, because, and you as well, these other changes could have been free market style changes. Could they have not been?
Absolutely.
And it could have been done much easier, much more efficiently, and lo and behold, a lot cheaper as well. Am I right?
No question.
All right. Yeah. But now we are where we are. First of all, there is a deadline, March 31st, but there have been so many changes made by the president, extending this, extending that. Who actually still has a deadline for March 31st?
Well, as you say, the individual mandate was extended for a year. So by law, individuals do not have to enroll in 2014 or pay the fine. That was extended by a year.
Well, now, let me stop you there. I thought that was extended for people who already had an insurance policy that wouldn't be sufficient under the new rules. But I thought that people who didn't have an insurance policy now have to have one. Are you saying that they would have the extension now as well?
Yeah, the individual mandate was extended for 1 year. However, I encourage people to take advantage of the tax credit that's available if they qualify and get insured. I mean, that's the bottom line. We have way too many young people out there that are not paying any attention to this. Their premiums could literally be zero if they're, based on their tax credit. But we're finding that the young people are not getting insured. It's the older people who have medical conditions, higher claims cost. So we aren't getting the younger people to enroll to offset the sicker people that are enrolling.
Well, it's my understanding that one of the reasons why, and we did predict this, the young people are not enrolling is because they are finding it to be far too expensive. Are you saying that most of them would be eligible for a credit?
You know, especially, you know, younger people that are, let's say, just getting out of college. Let's say they get their first job and they're making $15,000 a year, okay? They would qualify for a significant tax credit that would cover the majority of their health insurance premium. Those people absolutely need to be enrolling.
Okay. Wouldn't they still have significant out-of-pocket expenses?
Yeah.
Yeah, the deductible. That's what I was going to ask.
Yes, the deductibles are high. You typically see deductibles in the, you know, $3,000 range, but it depends on the income. If for people that have lower income, the deductibles and out-of-pocket maximums are reduced. So it's all about their estimated gross income for 2014, what they're going to report, especially for those individuals that are in that $15,000 a year range, most of their premium is going to be paid for.
That was basically my mind, too, was the deductible on that.
Okay. And by the way, folks, if you have some questions for Brian, please do give us a call at 407-774-8255. Now, having said that, you can't really know until someone comes to you and you put their information into the system where they stand. And that's part of the problem, isn't it?
It is. You know, there's so much confusion. I had a professor of a after-school program. He told me that he spent 51 hours of his own time on the website trying to figure out what his tax credit was going to be, which plan that he wanted to enroll in. So,
and obviously, this guy being a professor, he wasn't, you know, a low IQ person.
Yeah, he's highly educated.
Right.
And I basically approached him and said, let me help you. You know, I do this 10 hours a day. Let's put in your information, you know, household income, number of dependents, determine what your tax credit is, and see if we can get you some affordable coverage. There are success stories out there.
How long did it take you?
About 30 minutes.
Okay.
Pretty good.
You're getting practice.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the phones now. And once again, folks, if you have questions, 407-774-8255. Let's go first to Jay. Jay, thank you for calling. And your question, please.
Yeah. My question is, I'm confused because I listen to the American Adversaries since you guys have been on the radio.
Yep.
And I love you guys. And well, for 2 years, I've been hearing Obamacare is an atrocious thing. It's going to kill us and this, that, the other. And now we have people that are Republicans now saying, okay, sign up. So what? I'm confused now because now even Bud Hedinger has some guy saying, hey, I'll sign you up to Obamacare. It's like, why do I want to sign up for Obamacare? I thought it was going to be a disaster.
Well, I'll say this. I am not recommending people to sign up. We're having Brian in here today because there are people out there who are trying to sign up for it. But my recommendation is stay as far away from this as you can. And I'll let Brian respond to that. But my position on this, Jay, has not changed. To me, this is a huge problem, and it's a huge security threat to people who go on the website. But nonetheless, there are people out there who need this and need insurance, and unfortunately, this is how you have to get it now. So, Brian, if you would please respond to that.
Well, Jay, let me ask you, are you currently insured?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a plan through a company, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and just to let everyone know, if you are insured through a company plan, you're not eligible for Obamacare.
I understand that, but here's what my company approached our employees. They said, hey, our premiums are getting too high. We're going to cancel our insurance, and then everybody else can just go on Obamacare. And I work for a Republican. He's a conservative. And he's like, well, now I'm going to have you guys just all sign up with Obamacare. Well, then they turn around and say, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and keep the plan because everybody got upset. They're like, wait a minute, what are you doing? We don't want to sign up for that.
Well, one thing that changed was now he's allowed to for another couple of years. He can keep you on the same plan. That's one of the things that changed. It got extended. So that's why they're going to have theirs continued on. But within a couple of years.
But are Republicans running on to dismantling Obamacare? That's what the whole 2014 election's about.
Well, I certainly hope so. But the problem is there are people out there who need health care right now.
So then and what's going to happen in 2014? That's where I'm confused. In 2014, let's say we get a Republican in the White House.
Yep.
He repeals Obamacare, and we get the Senate and we get the House. Then how are we going to repeal Obamacare? What are we going to do with the people who get insurance?
That's a huge question.
Well, you're absolutely right, and this is why I started this whole conversation off by saying we have now created a huge problem for this country going forward, and it is known as Obamacare. That's what we call it. Now, it was created in order to solve another problem, but I've told you folks about the perverse rules of politics, where oftentimes the solution makes the problem worse. Well, in this case, it has made the problem tremendously worse, and it is going to be tremendously hard to fix.
And so
it is going to take it is going to be a monumental task in my mind to correct this situation, because we're now so far down this path. Brian, am I right? Are the solutions now to Obamacare going to be even harder to get implemented than the solutions might have been before Obamacare?
Well, I can tell you one thing that's going to happen. I'm from the insurance industry. I've worked for large insurance companies, and they're looking at huge losses.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the enrollment that we're seeing right now, it's the older people that are enrolling that are sicker. They're going to have much higher claims costs. The young people aren't enrolling. So in a couple of years, this thing is going to get pretty ugly.
Yeah, it really is. And believe me, Jay, this is no endorsement of Obamacare. This is only facing the reality that some people have got to go out and get insurance. And if you've got to do it, you need somebody like Brian to help you out. Don't go to these navigator fools, okay? They don't really know what they're talking about because they haven't the education nor the experience. So you really need somebody who can help you find your way through this. Because
I just want to make sure that we don't endorse Obamacare in any way. I mean, yes, we got to face the lion now. It's like we have a lion in front of us, and we got to face it.
Eventually,
this thing has to end because it's. I mean,
and keep fighting for your health care you want.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Okay. Well, thanks, Jay, for the call.
Guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you being out there, and thanks for sticking with us. When we come back, we have another call, and you folks can join us as well. 407-774-8255. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation with Brian Christman. We'll be right back.
Yes, this is B, Brian Blair, the killer bee, and I'm tired of those sticky liberal lies. That's why I tune in to the American Adversaries, where you get nothing but the truth. So don't get stung. Listen to AM 660, The Answer.
And, of course, that's our dear friend B, Brian Blair. We're going to get him to try to get him to check in with us tomorrow night on the results of that election over there in Pinellas County. But first, I want to get back to the phones. We're talking with Brian Christman, who is a healthcare consultant working with individuals and small businesses to get them enrolled in Obamacare if they have to be. And let's go next to Michael. Michael, your question, please. What we see on the board looks like an excellent one.
Hey, guys, I want to tag in on this thing. I never believed there was a health care crisis, more of a financing issue. Brian, am I wrong in that?
I think you're absolutely right. I think that we have the finest health care in the world, bar none. We still do, even with this going on. You're absolutely right. It was more of a financial thing in getting people, insured, quote unquote.
Yeah, he was actually asking Brian.
Yeah, but Brian, I want to get your comment on that.
Yeah, there was a small percentage of the population that was uninsured that needed to be taken care of. We could have set up a pool for the uninsured without literally, turning the healthcare industry
upside down.
So, yeah, that's...
You're absolutely right, Michael.
This is more of a political move than an actual situation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, okay. Just look at what happened last night in the Senate. They're trying to convince us of another crisis that has to be dealt with. And lo and behold, if they ever do get around to trying to pass a bill, I guarantee you it's just going to be as long and as dramatic and as drawn out as this doggone thing. Because there's no crisis there either. That is simply the MO, the modus operandi of the liberal. Create a crisis and then select yourself as the only person qualified to solve it, to deal with it. And unfortunately, the Republicans let them get away with it. They let them get away with it. Republicans should have been in the well of the Senate last night laughing their you-know-what's off. All right, thank you, Michael. I appreciate you being out there. Al, we'll have to take your call in the next segment because we're running out of time in this segment. But, Brian, please, how can people get a hold of you if they would like to find out more and perhaps get your help?
Yeah, my contact information, the company is Affiliated Health Insurers of America. My number is area code 407-730-1131. And be happy to take your call anytime, day or night. I do a lot of enrollments late at night at this point, so feel free to give me a call.
That's 407-740-1131. I'm sorry. Say it.
407-730-1131. Folks, American Adversaries are coming up on the hard break with the news, and Chris is going to have a special soundbite, right?
Yep.
Folks, don't forget we're here Sunday through Friday, and of course this coming Monday. You know what it's going to be, St. Patrick's Day, and you know where to go. Cafe Positano's for the best Italian food by Pasquale O'Barba. We'll be right back.
Here is tonight's American Adversary SoundbiteRx.com News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's SoundbiteRx.com News Minute is being brought to you by Lake Mary Jewelers. For that special gift, for that special someone, go to Lake Mary Jewelers at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. Call them today, 407-878-6230. Now, here's Christopher Hart with Ted Bogert of SoundbiteRx.com.
Hi, this is Christopher Hart. Ted will be back tomorrow. Well, folks, as I've told you before, every day when Ted and I talk, we're usually talking about one, maybe two stories that go up on Soundbite that day. But every day, there's a whole lot of stuff that goes up. Let me just give you a taste of what went up today. Did you know that there is infighting going on in Iran? We've talked about this a little bit, but yeah, the mullahs and the politicians there, they don't quite see eye to eye. And you can find out more about it, soundbiterx.com. You remember the housing crisis, the one that we're still recovering from? Do you know that we're set up for another one? Find out more about that at soundbiterx.com. Have you heard about the DOD? That's the Defense Department contractors who are doing deals with Iran. Imagine that. And, of course, there's this, and I love this. There's suffocating pressure from the White House to control the news. Who would have thunk it? That's right. But guess what? Even the news media now are beginning to take notice, and they don't like it very much either. But also, there's another great new article by our dear friend Abe Katzman. And this article is upsetting because it's about anti-Semitism that's going on in Europe. Did you know that there is a French comedian who constantly makes fun of the Jewish Holocaust survivors and makes fun of Jews in general? Did you know that there's a soccer player that when he scored a goal, instead of celebrating with his friends and hugging like you normally see after a soccer goal is scored, this gentleman stood in the middle of the field, somber, with his hands behind by his side, and then raised his right hand in what we would call the Heil Hitler sign. Yes, this is going on in Europe. Folks, these are things you need to know about, and the place to find out about it is soundbiterx.com. Go there, get educated. It's good medicine. We'll be right back.
AM 660, The Answer. Time saver traffic.
Christopher Hart, the American Adversaries.
Okay, welcome back to the American Adversaries and Drive Time, coming to you on AM 660, The Answer. And that's right, folks, we're coming to you live from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. 407-678-3399 is the number to call for the best dentistry in town. Okay, I'm Christopher Hart, along with Lair Adams. We're still joined in the studio by Brian Christman, and he's a healthcare consultant working with individuals and small businesses to get you enrolled. And if you would like to call, ask any questions, 407-774-8255 is the number. We've kept Al holding, so let's go to Al now and take his call. Thank you again for calling, Al.
Yes, sir. I want to thank the American Adversaries for bringing in Brian and helping young people to enroll into Obamacare. That's wonderful.
Well, is that your comment?
Well, no, I agree with Al to a point, sure.
Well, we just, you know, I be honest with you, Al, I have gotten some emails about people who say, yeah, we, you know, they know how bad Obamacare is, but they have to have it. How can they get it? So we're just trying to provide a service for our listeners. And this is the state of the world today. I mean, Obamacare is the law of the land, as is now. We are still going to try to do everything we can to rescue America from Obamacare, if you will. But in the meantime, people do need to have insurance. So you got to do what you got to do.
There's that little one.
I see I have agreement there in your household. Okay, any other comments before we let you go, Al? Okay, all right. Brian, it is helping some people.
It is. There's
Al's on it, our caller. Yeah. He told us before that he's on Obamacare.
I've helped a lot of people who have never had insurance before. It's unaffordable. I mean, mm-hmm. a family, you have a husband, wife, couple of kids, you know, you're looking at a $600 plus monthly premium. And so people have come to me and said, okay, here's my income. I've got, you know, two dependents. What's my tax credit going to be? And I've enrolled families for $20 a month. And they're literally in tears because they've never had insurance before. And for the first time, now they do have insurance. So, yeah, there are people like that out there. And there's many of them. I've been in churches, small businesses, you know, individuals all over that are saying, I need help. I've never been able to get insurance. My child had a pre-existing condition that could mm-hmm. never be insured before. And now they can. So those types of stories, you really feel good about being able to help people.
Yeah, and simply what we're saying here is that the people could have been helped out without having to go through, as you say, turning the old industry upside down. But the industry is now upside down. Yeah. Those people still need the help. The problem is they're going to get help. Other people are going to get hurt in the process. And it's but it is what it is.
Now, we were talking earlier, Brian, you know, how they mixed socialism with capitalism. Do you think it's too late at this point or before it gets too much further down the road to go ahead and separate it out and try to say, okay, this was the Obamacare plan over here. We're going to tweak, we're going to whatever, but we're going to leave the others alone.
Well,
I know that it's tough to pay for it.
Well,
but,
and to add to the question, part of the problem is that it is helping some people out. So they're going to have to be, you know, we can't just dump them off of it and you know, in trying to fix it for other people. That is part of the problem with Obamacare, is that it hurts some while it helps others. So how do we correct it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the intent, obviously, with the Obama administration was to go to single payer. I mean, that's really where they're headed.
I agree.
And so.
But America still won't do that, will they?
I don't think so. I don't think they would tolerate that. I don't think they would tolerate ration care, you know, month waiting times.
Just like the VA.
Yep. So I don't think America would ever tolerate it.
Yeah. So. And that's why I say this is going to be very, very difficult to fix, because you're not going to want to hurt the people who have been helped by it. But you are going to want to help the people who have been hurt by it. I mean, it's going to be a monumental task, but it's still going to have to be done. But in the meantime, some people are going to need to enroll in this. Now, Brian, I want to ask you this. Obviously, when you're helping people enroll, you're going to the government site as well and working your way through it, I presume. Is that how you do it?
You know, the most efficient way that I've found to do this is for the individual or small. I get on the phone with the client. I run the numbers ahead of time. So I find out what's their income, how many in the household. I calculate their tax credit. Once I have all that information and I can share that back with the individual and say, okay, your premium's going to be $20 a month. Do you want to enroll? They say yes. I make a three-way conference call to the marketplace with them on the phone. I represent them as their agent and help them answer the questions properly. It's been quite a challenge dealing with the marketplace navigators. Some of them have not been, I would say, highly educated. It makes the process very difficult. So that's my role, is just to be on the phone with the client, make sure that they get all the questions answered properly, that they get their appropriate tax credit, and they're enrolled in the correct plan.
You basically do it all for them, all the
hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've got it down to about 30 minutes, and when people are telling me they've spent hours before and it's too confusing trying to figure all this stuff out, just give me a call and let me help them.
You're right. Better than HR Block.
Let me ask you this question, because we have run across this. Say somebody has signed up and they want out. Can you help them in the reverse case? Can you help them get out of it?
Absolutely. I mean, that's not a big problem. If they don't pay their premium, they're disenrolled. It's as simple as that.
Okay. All right. And by the way, even though it's being done through Obamacare, people are being signed up with private companies.
That's correct. So there's a number of private companies on the exchanges. So, for example, you'll have the Humanas, the Blue Crosses, the Cignas. United Healthcare does not participate. So once you enroll through the marketplace, then that information is transferred over to the carrier. Then the carrier will send correspondence to the member, yes, you're enrolled, and then they make payment arrangements directly with the carrier. So then it's a relationship between the insurance carrier and the individual, but not before they've provided all of their information to the marketplace, so HHS, IRS, and everybody else. Yeah, has
well,
all their information.
That jogs my next question, and this is one of my major concerns, and you heard me address Jay there. I've come out on this show a number of times and openly said, don't go anywhere near that Obamacare website because of the security issues. Are they valid, those security issues?
Well, there's no question. I've seen a number of interviews done, and I think the hackers wouldn't have much problem at all accessing information. What I advise clients to do is I don't have them submit payment information online. I have them do that directly with the carrier.
Okay.
So that you try to minimize
your exposure.
Yes.
Okay. So you kind of show them how to get around the Obamacare directly to the carrier to try to protect their information.
Yes.
All right. That right there is one reason.
At least the financial part.
Right. That is one reason why you definitely need to get Brian's help if you are looking to enroll. And once again, Brian, what's your phone number?
407-730-1131.
All right. We have another question for you, and then I want to bring our producer, Nostra Dennis, in. Robert, thank you for calling today. Your question, please, for Brian.
I just wonder who compensates Brian for what he does.
How does he get compensated, Brian?
Yes.
Well, I'm compensated directly from the insurance carrier. There's an administrative fee built into the premium. It doesn't cost the customer a penny to have me help them enroll. So once I enroll the customer in whichever plan, Humana, Blue Cross, whoever, then I'm given credit for that from the carrier and then compensated a very small portion.
So to be fair, the more people you get enrolled, the more income you
get.
Okay.
Well,
it's a commission-based thing, but it's paid by the carrier already included. Does that answer your question, Robert?
Well, sort of. Keep going back and forth between Obamacare and Blue Cross, United Healthcare, or whatever. I mean, is there a Obamacare that stands alone as opposed to private carriers?
Mm. Brian?
No, you're going to have to, through the marketplace or Obamacare, you will have to select a carrier. And there's different levels. There's bronze, silver, gold, platinum. But you will have to pick a plan administered through a private insurance carrier to have coverage.
Brian, Robert?
Well, another question, because it's not for me, because I've got VA and whatever, but my wife is looking at it, and we looked at the bronze, we looked at the silver, we looked at the gold, the platinum, and whatever. And the deductible, it would appear, except for one or two different procedures, you got to satisfy the deductible before it starts paying nickel one.
Yep.
Those one or two procedures. Yes or no?
No, that is correct. These plans typically are high deductible. They're going to be $3,500, $4,000 deductibles. Now, you do have copays for primary care, like office visits, $25. A specialist typically is like $35. But anything, any major medical care, a hospital visit, emergency room visit, diagnostic testing, all of those charges apply towards that deductible. And the deductibles on these plans unless you're lower income where you get a break on the deductible and out-of-pocket are high.
Well, also, this brings about another question about fairness. If this whole plan was to make it so everyone is covered equally, well, now you're not quite so equal. You have the bronze plan, you have the gold plan, you have the silver plan, you have the tinfoil plan.
It's all based on income. So, for example, if I enroll someone that has a $15,000 annual income, their premium could be literally $1 a month. Vice versa, if I have an individual that's making $40,000, they're going to get a very small tax credit. And then maybe their tax credit is $30 and their premium is still going to be over $200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it is definitely weighted towards the lower income.
And that's still
household.
With a higher deductible.
And that's why a lot of people call this, and I think accurately so, a redistribution of wealth plan as much as a health care plan. Robert, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being out. Did we answer all your questions? Okay,
yep,
I guess we did. All right, so let's go to our executive producer, Nostradamus. Nostradamus.
Hey, I am well, and I got a question for Brian.
Shoot.
Good, I have one for you.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, Brian, we've been hearing since this health care bill was passed, the president has made little bitsy changes here and there in an effort to try to help, to try to make things better. Of course, what he's done is unconstitutional, but nonetheless. What do these changes do to the insurance companies that are trying to figure out what the premiums should be for their customers?
Well, I think it's really been a nightmare for the insurance companies to adjust to, you know, the latest weekly, change that Obama has made. I think it's been very difficult for them to forecast what the rates are going to be for next year with the delays in the individual mandates for another year. Small business got another reprieve for a year. So I think it's wreaking havoc in the insurance industry.
Because they don't know.
Is it correct that insurance companies, the major ones at least, have been assured that they will not lose money and that there'll be a massive bailout coming down the road?
Well, I can tell you insurance companies are losing money. There is no way, based on the current trend of older, unhealthier people enrolling and fewer younger people, you know, to offset the cost, they're going to lose a lot of money.
Well, I think what Dennis is referring to, correct me if I'm wrong, Dennis, but I think he's saying, aren't we going to have another government bailout of these insurance companies?
Oh, there's going to have to be.
Yeah. Dennis?
Yeah, because they were... The reason they signed on and did not put up a fight with the president was because he assured them that they would not lose money if this deal were passed.
All right, Nostradamus, let me ask you a question and get your opinion on this. A lot of people have been wondering where the Republicans are on all this. Why haven't they presented their own health care plan, et cetera, or any difference to the Obamacare plan? And the reason I think that they haven't is just basic political gamesmanship. I think as it is right now, if they don't present a plan, the Democrats have nothing to target or to go after or to pick apart. As it is now, they're left out there in the open with their plan, and the Republicans can tear at it until whenever. And down the road, they can have their big surprise plan or just a different answer or whatever, and that way they're not actually out there naked just yet. What do you think?
I think you're right there, Larry, and I think their alibi, or their rationale at least, can be, hey, if we put up a proposal, it may sail right through the House, but there's no way the Senate is going to pass it. There's probably no way Harry Reid is even going to bring it up for a vote. So I think there's a little gamesmanship on both sides, but I think in this case, the Republicans do have a case there. I will tell you what the Republican National Committee is doing. We don't know where most of the people who signed up for Obamacare are. We haven't really learned that there are more than a few of them out there. It's far short of the projections. But the RNC is creating a database, get this, guys, of all those voters who have lost coverage since the institution of Obamacare. They'll be reaching out to them heavily between now and November.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I understand where Larry's coming from. I think it's a mistake if the Republicans are doing that. They need to have some solutions on the table. They need to get them out there now.
Well, okay. Paul Ryan had a plan, and that plan was picked apart and shot down, just like Larry said it would be.
You talking about Paul Ryan's budget plan?
He put out some plans for health care as well.
Well,
preliminary ideas.
Well, all I can say is, as I've said before, and I'll continue to say this, what America wants now is solutions, real, honest-to-God solutions that they can be convinced that will work. And sitting by and playing the games is not going to get the job done. That's only half of the battle. Half of the other half of the battle is to prove to the American public that you actually are a qualified alternative. All right.
No one to show your cards.
All right. Brian, once again, your information, how people can get a hold of you.
My number is 407-730-1131. The company is affiliated Health Insurers of America.
And once again, folks, if you are inclined to sign up for Obamacare, you need someone like Brian to help you do it in the safest way possible for yourself, get the best deal possible for yourself, and avoid all of the pitfalls and all of the wasted time out there that you're going to go through if you try to do this on your own. So, Brian, once again, your phone number?
407-730-1131.
Okay.
Well, I'll say it all right now, folks. We're going to talk some other medical news here. Hi, medical news. We're talking Roxy Pacifics, of course, the best substance you can put on your skin if you ever have any allergic reactions, bug bites, stings, seborrhea, psoriasis, you name it, anything to do with your skin. Or if you have a sore throat, if you have laryngitis, you can actually gargle with it. Roxy Pacifics is kelp water. And what kelp water does is it's a mixture of kelp. It already has natural vitamins and minerals, etc. in it. But it actually has been known to have some cancer preventative capability, especially in estrogen-sensitive cancers, such as breast, endometrial, and ovarian. Also, people out there on the West Coast are going to be worried about that radioactive stuff coming in, and it will help for that. Folks, that's Roxy Pacifics. Write down this phone number. Order yours, 619-654-4829, Roxy Pacifics.
Intelligent, conservative, AM 660, The Answer. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
And we're back, folks. You're listening to The American Adversaries. One last quick question for Brian Christman. Brian, after March 31st, then what if people don't sign up?
Okay, after March 31st, the people would have to wait until November to enroll again, in Obamacare.
That's in order to get the subsidy. But if you want to go out and buy insurance, you can still go out and buy insurance.
Yeah, absolutely. Individual insurance is available any time of the year. But Obamacare having the tax credit available, that won't be available again until open enrollment, which starts in November.
One last time, your phone number.
407-730-1131.
All right. I want to introduce now the last few minutes of the show, Gary Tolley. Gary, you've been sitting here through all this. What do you think about it?
I love this conversation.
Hey, he's going to run out and sign right up.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm a navigator. I don't know if you guys know that. apparently, you guys didn't see that on my resume when I walked in, apparently.
That's why you were shooting spitballs at me. No, for the time we have left, first, tell us about the fourth annual Celebrity Golf Tournament. Who's sponsoring it? What's it for?
Well, first of all, I represent the South Lake Kiwanis, which is up in Claremont area, Claremont, Mineola, Groveland. And we've been, you know, about, well, it's now in our fifth year, actually. So five years ago, I was asked to be the chairperson of a golf event. You know, we raise money for local causes. And I said, well, let's do something interesting, turn it into a celebrity event. I was working at a competing radio station that was more sports-oriented, so I knew my share of local athletes. And, boy, you know, the first year we had, I believe, 27 celebrities. And we're talking about not just jocks, but we're talking about, you know, actors and musicians. And, you know, I'd love to name names, but then if you don't say all the names,
everybody gets mad at you.
Yeah, everybody gets mad at you. But I will drop one name. I did want to drop one name. There's a gentleman that you guys are very familiar with, Mike McBath.
Yeah.
Now, Mike's what, about 6'7"?
He's got a boy bigger than him.
Well, I'll just say this. As a celebrity golf captain, man, he's fun. But as a golfer, not so much.
Watch out. He's probably listening now.
But no, we actually have our fifth annual Celebrity Golf Tournament. It's the South Lake Kiwanis Foundation. And we are having this on May 9th. which is a Friday, at the Orange Lake Resort. Now, what we're looking for, we pretty much sell out our foursomes every year. We have some pretty good celebrity captains. If you look at the list from last year, there are some pretty impressive names. But what we're really trying to do is find this one big major sponsor. So, yeah, I'm going to pillage your sponsors. I'm kidding. I'm not
kidding.
Right?
Yeah.
But it is actually May 9th at the Orange Lake Resort. We have a preliminary event on Thursday, which is the 8th. Either Texas Hold'em or, par 3 under the lights, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And, if you want to find out any more information, if you're interested in putting together a foursome, a group, give me a call. And we can do that.
And how can they find you?
I just call me at my cell phone, 321-663-3709. And, we'll hook you up. If it's not on Thursday, we'll definitely... I mean, if it's not on Friday, we'll definitely hook you up on Thursday.
Is Mike McBath still playing with training clubs?
Better watch out now.
Oh, okay. He might be listening, right?
I got to tell you, Mike is one of the most awesome guys I've ever had the privilege
of
meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. Your phone number again to get involved, folks, in the 4th Annual Celebrity Golf Tournament held by the Kiwanis Club of South Lake County.
321-663-3709. And we're going to be looking for you guys to maybe do a live broadcast.
Hey, we'll put that into works. We'll see if we can pull
with you
that
guys
off.
If you guys don't mind.
All right. 321-663 what?
3709.
3709. To get involved in that golf tournament, 321-663-3709. Don't forget to join us again tomorrow night, folks. So we're going to be talking about the fellow Bo Bergdahl, who's being held captive by the Taliban. We have a representative of the family, so you're not going to want to miss that.
And never forget, we are here every drive time on AM 660.